We are just in the final few Mishnayos of Perek Chet, of Chapter 8 of Shkalim. So Mishnah Hey says as follows, because the last time we learned together, we spoke about the various laws as they apply to a curtain, right? If a curtain became Tameh in any of the vessels, but we use the specific example of a curtain in the Beis HaMikdash that became Tameh, so how do you purify it? So because of that, the Mishnah goes on a bit of a veered path, and it decides to discuss what exactly did the curtain that was in between the regular, that covered the Kodesh HaKadosh, and what did it look like? So says the Mishnah as follows, Mishnah Hey, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, the name of Rabbi Shimon, who is the son of the Skana Kohanim. So he says, Paroches Avya Tefach. He says, first of all, you want to know how big this curtain was? It was as thick as a tefach. Usually a tefach, we assume, is like a fist. So that's how thick the curtain was itself. When they would weave a curtain, so we spoke about this when we were learning Masechah Shabbos with regards to how they, the malach of setting up the loom to put together a garment. So basically the way it worked was, maybe one time we'll bring in a picture to show you, but at the end of the day, there is a whole structure over here where they used to interweave the threads that were vertical and the threads that were horizontal. And in the middle of this whole machine over here, they had these loops that the threads were passed through. So it says, you want to know how big this garment was? They needed 72 of what they call heddle shafts that were these loops that were on this machine. Valkol nima v'nima. And on each one of these things, there were 24 threads. There were threads that contained 24 smaller threads, sort of weaved in themselves. Arkav arba'im amah. If you want to know how long it was 40 amos long. That's very long. V'rachba esrim amah, and it was 20 amos wide. This was not just a living room curtain. This was a very, very large curtain. Umishmonim ushtei ribo na'aseis. It was made from 820,000 threads. They used to make two each year. The reason why they used to make new ones was because the smoke from the incense used to, after some time, would blacken the curtain. So they didn't like to have bad, ugly things in there. So they used to make new ones every year, two new ones every year. And you want to know how many kohanim it took to purify it? Every single time they made a new curtain, they would put it in the mikvah. Ushlosh me'os kohanim matbilin osa. It took 300 kohanim to lift this thing and to immerse it in the mikvah. That's how big it was. Some of the commentaries say it wasn't actually that big, that it needed 300 kohanim. The reason why they used that, this number, was just to give you a sense of how big it was, and maybe it was a little bit smaller. Nonetheless, it was a very large curtain, needless to say. Mishnah Vav returns to our discussion regarding what you do with certain meats. So we were previously discussing in this parak, if you remember, what happens if you find something somewhere and the like. So now Mishnah Vav is dealing with when you have meat that becomes tamei from a sacrifice, so when you have holy meat that becomes tamei, so where do you burn it? It's a big machlokas. We'll see it inside. Bisar kachei kadashim shenitma. If you have kachei kadashim, right, sacrificial meat that became tamei, bein be'ava tuma, bein be'vlada tuma, whether it was from, we discussed this a little bit before, right, the primary, whether it became tamei from a primary source of tuma or from a secondary source of tuma, right, the first would be a biblical form of tuma, the second would be a rabbinic form of tuma, bein befinim, bein mechutz, whether it became tummy inside or outside of the temple courtyard. Base Shammai, Omrim Beis Shammai, say how kol yisari pevnim, everything gets to be burned inside, except chutz b'shenitma be'av ha'tuma v'chutz, except for meat that became tummy through an av ha'tuma outside. So if it became tummy with a primary source of tuma outside of the temple courtyard, we say we don't want to bring that in because we don't want it to become to make anything else tummy, and it's such a severe level of tuma because it's a biblical form of tuma. Ubeis Hill, Omrim Beis Hill, say, you know what, how kol yisari pevchutz, everything is burned outside of the temple courtyard, chutz b'shenitma be'vlada tuma b'fnim, unless something became tummy through a secondary tumah on the inside of the temple courtyard, at that point, then you can burn it inside. But otherwise, we like to burn it outside to make sure that we don't risk using this to make anything else tummy accidentally. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah.